Dr. Martire Harwood is one of our go-to doctors as far as the pandemic is concerned. She's also a member of the Māori Pandemic Response Group. Thank you for joining us again this morning, Martire. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Very concerning cases in the north. Now they've gone into level 3 lockdown. Appropriate?
Oh, very much appropriate. As they indicated in the media release last night, we don't know where these cases have come from. There's no link between them and the other cases in Northland. And so it suggests that COVID is in the community there. They need to try and shut that down as quickly as they can.
Well, this is problematic with cases emerging right throughout the Motu. Sadly, our Māori rates of contracting coronavirus eclipse others quite significantly. Why would that be so?
I think there are a number of reasons. I think, one, we tend to live in homes with more whānau who are multi-generational, you know, across generations. And so once COVID gets into somebody in that whānau, it's more likely to spread to others in there. I think the types of jobs that we're doing as well, you know, many of us are working on the front line, essential workers, puts us at increased risk as well. And then we just know there are all those wider determinants of infectious diseases for Māori, including poverty, you know, long-standing historical abuse, and all of those sorts of things too are going to put us at increased risk.
Do you think we're pushing the proverbial uphill? Because it seems like despite all the information that is available, all the publicity regarding vaccinations, many are still choosing not to be vaccinated for whatever reasons. They're calling them the tail or the hard to reach, but these ones are just bucking the system and thumbing their nose at us, don't you think?
I think there's a combination of people who are still to be vaccinated. The other week on the Vaxathon, we phoned 600 whānau from our clinic at Papakura, and I've looked at the numbers later. I was able to get through to 30% of them over the phone, and they all agreed to come in and have the vaccine. You know, once we'd addressed their questions, they were still very scared and overwhelmingly anxious about this new treatment. But once we could address those, they came in and had their vaccine. And about 5 to 10% were definitely anti-vax, and there didn't seem to be much that I could do to change their mind, although I felt like I did plant seeds there, and you know, hopefully they're still open to coming back to talk to me if they want to. But the other 60% we just couldn't get hold of. Their phones weren't working, or they didn't have phones, or they were out at work themselves and busy. And so I think, you know, there's still a big majority of in that, as you say, tail, where we can reach. And certainly in Northland, they've got other issues like rurality, poverty, deprivation, which create barriers for them in terms of the vaccine getting to them, which I think we need to do more about.
Yesterday there was an announcement by Willie Kelvin and Penny of a significant injection of funds into Māori communities and indeed health providers to address the shortcomings at the back end of our vax needs. But even so, it seems to be putia that should have been spent right from the get-go. Welcome at this stage, but it's playing. Seem to be playing catch-up footy.
Oh, definitely. Somebody made a comment with Jacinda's visit to the Hokianga with the vaccine bus there, which was fabulous to see and wonderful to see people being vaccinated. But the comment was, you know, that vaccine bus was funded through a charity, not through Crown funding or any DHB or government initiative. So as you say, wonderful to get the money, but a lot of us are already doing the mahi, are already putting in the hours, are spending our weekends going around communities to try and get the vaccine to them. This is evidence-based treatment. They have a right to it, and that's as much the issue for me. It's not just about our health needs. You know, our rights aren't being met in terms of having access to evidence-based gold standard management of this disease that kills people.
I did see a clip on the net myself of a young mama who was heckling Jacinda, which is our right in New Zealand. We don't always have to toe the line and march to the government's tune, but she says, you've got no right here in Northland. We haven't ceded sovereignty. That the Declaration of Independence grants us just that. There'll be some who are so anti-government, they inevitably will be anti-vax, ne?
Oh, definitely. And I think that's potentially where we're seeing it in the age groups that have the least vaccinations are in that 20 to 34-year-old group. And they've certainly, you know, they're living with the effects of colonisation and, you know, the bad decision-making, I guess, from some of our leaders. And so I do understand them being anti, yet at the same time, you have our kaumātua, who have people who also understand that you have a right to treatment, you know, that in not getting this, you're putting not only yourself, but your whānau, your wider community, your hapū, at risk for something that can be quite devastating. And so we have our kaumātua who know what it was like and saw all their own kaumātua, their pākeke, their, you know, mokopuna, their brothers and sisters dying from the Spanish influenza. And they're able to influence their own mokopuna and saying, you know, you're not coming to visit me or I'm not going to be looking after you unless you get the vaccine. But it's that 20 to 34-year-old age group where I think we need to sit down and actually understand how we can get them to take up the vaccine and keep them safe. Because they've also got children, and I think the 5 to 12-year-old vaccine will come available, if not at the end of this year, then certainly early next year. So I worry not only for them, but when it comes to the vaccinating of the 5 to 12-year-olds, these are their parents who may not actually give permission for their children to be vaccinated as well. So we've really got to focus on this particular age group, I think, in these next coming weeks.